who instructed Timothy? Eunice. His father was a Gentile. I don't know if his father was even a believer or not. He's not really mentioned much. You know? I'm not going to blaspheme the guy's name because I don't know him. But it always mentions his mother and grandmother. They were the ones who were the instrumental ones in Timothy's, in the building up of Timothy's faith. So, I want to be gracious towards women, but on the other hand, I don't want to negate at all what Paul is saying. I don't want to appear, you know, there's a great temptation to me, because I've known a lot of women in my life. I don't want to appear to be a chauvinist. I don't want to be hated. But on the other hand, I've already done that plenty of times. I told a bunch of wives once, I don't care if my wife appreciates me, I just want her to obey me. They were all duly horrified and informed me that they would divorce me. Thank God that my wife is of a different spirit. Adam was not deceived, but the woman... This is interesting, because it doesn't really say much about... In the book of Genesis, it says Eve gave to her husband, and he did eat. Does that mean he knowingly ate? Or he didn't know what he was eating? That's what I begin to wonder if that isn't the case. That he didn't even know what he ate. That would be fascinating to me. You know what I mean? By one man's disobedience, and he didn't even know what he was doing. Because it says he wasn't deceived. The woman being deceived was in the transgression. It says, he never talked to the servant, that she took the fruit, she ate it, and she gave to her husband, and he ate it. That's fascinating to me. And the eyes of them both were open. God didn't say, you know, just eating of the fruit. And it would go along with so much else which is written in Scripture, meaning like, if the prophet to be deceived, I have deceived him. Or they did it ignorantly. They did it in ignorance, not knowing. It says he wasn't deceived. Now, in a sense, then Paul, you say if he doesn't know, then he was deceived because Eve gave him the fruit, him not knowing what it was. Yeah, but it means in the sense of deceived, like, you shall not surely, the deception in the garden is clear. He says, you will not surely die, but you shall know that you are, your eyes shall be open and you will be like God. And she was deceived by the serpent's deception. Adam does not record it ever speaking to the serpent. It is only recorded that Eve gave him the fruit. And I've often wondered about this verse. What is this revelation Paul is giving us? And it could very well mean Adam did not know. Either that, or you would have to say he knew what he was eating and he ate it. But Eve knew what she was eating and she ate it. And she knew the commandment of God, because Adam had communicated it to her at least, that she shouldn't eat it, or... And if she added or was added to her by Adam, or who knows, or how it was communicated, but neither shall you touch it. Much has been made of that, like in the sense of like, the more of a commandment was made by man. Man always makes it more, you know. But God did not, the law that was given then could not stop the lust, which was the tree looked good. The fruit looked good. It was to be desired to make one wise. That was already in man. The iniquity was already in man to lust after evil things. Man was created with that in him. It only needed to be revealed by the temptation. And the fruit was made exceedingly tempting by the fact that it was forbidden. Was that fruit magic? As I've gotten into that argument with people. I don't mean magical fruit. What I mean is the commandment of God. You know why that fruit gave knowledge? Was it... Is there a special chemical property in the fruit? No. No special chemical property. It could have been just like any other fruit. It might have been an apple. Though it just says fruit. Whatever kind. It could have been grapes. You know, well, it was a tree. It could have been whatever kind of fruit. I doubt it was any natural fruit that we eat. Okay? Some fruit is lost. It probably was a special tree. But, the commandment of God said, if you eat of it, it will make you wise. Your eyes will be open and you will know both good and evil. It was the word of God that made that tree what it was. And if they would eat of it, it was the word of God which would make them what they became. Not a special chemical property or any sort of genetic trigger or anything like that. See, that's the wisdom of man. That's the rudiments of earth trying to intrude. It is always in the word of God because the word of God makes it so. That's why the difference between the sexes are. Why? Because the word of God made it so. Because God first formed the man, then the woman. That's what makes the proper order. Because God said, I will make an helper for him. And then whenever you see it wrong, it's funny, because I see men, their women talk to them in ways that are so disrespectful. And if he ever spoke to her in that way, she'd probably leave him. Or she'd have a fit in any case. Women, think about the way you talk to your husband. What if he talked to you that way? Men, think about your wives. How do you talk to them? Do you love them as Christ did? Sometimes that means subjecting your own needs for the sake of your wife, your children. Men do this all the time. Especially men who are breadwinners, you know. You have to sacrifice things you want for things they need. As Christ put on that towel and washed their feet, sometimes you've got to lower, though you be Lord of the house, sometimes you have to lower yourself and become servant to everyone. That's the righteousness of God. In the natural order, though, man is over woman. Man is Lord. That is his right and his place. Adam was not deceived. The woman being deceived was in the transgression. Analyze that. Think about that. That's so fascinating. I just think that's so... I mean, you think about it, it's like, well, he wasn't tricked, you mean, so whatever happened to Eve is not what happened to Adam. That's what he's saying, you know? Whatever Eve's experience was not Adam's experience. Now, she was deceived. It says the serpent beguiled Eve. That's the deception. Adam was not beguiled. He might have just been ignorant, but he's still guilty. That's awesome. He's ignorant, but he's still guilty, because that's what God does. Why does he yet find fault? For who has resisted his will? You have disobeyed. I didn't know. Doesn't matter. You ate the fruit whereof I commanded you, thou shalt not eat it. The woman gave to me, and I ate it. That's what he said. The woman that you gave me to eat it. This is bone of my bone, and flesh of my flesh. Woman can be the downfall of man. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing. Whoa. If, it's like, so every mother is saved. If they continue in faith, charity, holiness, with sobriety. Why do the women have to do that? I mean, the men can just be whatever they want. No, the men have to do all that and more too. But again, let us not forget, it's the grace of God that enables us to do all things. To be able to attain the righteousness which is of faith and of God.